אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Joining us now, we have Robert Takash, a Melbourne-based psychologist who will explain the attachment theories. Robert, welcome back to SBS Hebrew.
Hi, Marielle. Thank you for having me.
Now, this is a very interesting subject that probably is an example that people can connect with once they understand what attachment theory means. So do you want to explain to our listeners what the attachment theory is in its meta form, and then we can drill down into the different types of attachment theories?
Attachment theory is a theory that was developed by an Englishman called John Bowlby. He was a psychiatrist at the turn of the 20th century. He was essentially grew up in a home where he was brought up by a nanny mostly, and his nanny left when he was four, and he remembered being devastated by it. Later on, his father, when I think he was age seven, went to fight the First World War as a surgeon, and so he didn't see his father for a number of years. Later on, he was sent to a boarding school, so he was separated from his family for long periods of time. And lo and behold, he developed this idea of maternal deprivation, you know, this idea that if you're separated from your attachment figure or your main figure, you will develop all sorts of difficulties. So later on, he developed this idea of attachment, attachment being something that is inborn, almost like a genetic program that we all possess, that as soon as we're born, we are motivated or driven towards attachment, towards developing these unique special relationships with our caregivers. And we will use crying, smiling, all sorts of signs to connect, to develop that attachment in the adult.
What exactly informs our attachment style? Is this nature or is this nurture?
They did various experiments, and what they discovered is that we all have certain tendencies, tendencies that develop through our interaction with our caregivers that have different characteristics. They're not inborn, they're mostly learned. And they developed as a dance with the caregiver that we have, with our attachment figure. So you can have a number of attachment figures in your life, your father, your mother, your grandparents, a teacher at school, your wife, your husband. All of those attachment figures might be different in terms of the nature of the attachment that you develop. They don't necessarily mean you develop the same type of connection. The idea is that we develop these four major groupings. One is called secure attachment. The other one is called avoidant. There's something called anxious or ambivalent. The fourth type of attachment that came out later was something called disorganized. And they all look different and it have different characteristics.
Let's talk about those different attachment theories. But can you explain, Robert, how do they show up in romantic relationships? And is it just beyond the intimate relationships? Do they show up in friendships or people's attitudes with family members? Or is it just reserved for intimate relationships?
They manifest in all relationships. Mm. In other words, all relationships are variations and in depth and in characteristics, and based on the characteristics of both participants, you will develop some form of attachment which will have features of these secure, avoidant, anxious, or disorganized kind of attachments. I could describe each one. There was a beautiful experiment that was actually, you can find it in YouTube if you were to look for it, called The Stranger Situation, where a mother and a child would enter a room, sit down and start playing. And somewhere along the line, a stranger would come and sit in that room. And then the mother would leave the child with the stranger and then return. The idea was to see what happens to the child during separation and what happens to the child and the mother when the mother comes back. That's how they found that there was four characteristic responses to this, called the names that I used before: secure, avoidant, anxious, and disorganized. Let's start with secure so we know what we're talking about. The idea of secure attachment is when the mother leaves the room, the child gets is aware of the mother leaving, becomes a little bit distressed. Some children become very distressed, others hardly at all. The mother comes, the child is very aware of the mother returning. If they were distressed, they'll go to the mother, seek some level of soothing, and then will return to play. In the avoidant case, the child will be aware of the mother leaving, but will continue playing, will not cease the playing. Then when the mother returns, the child continues playing. It's as if the child knows that the mother will not appreciate the child going and seeking reassurance from her, so will continue playing and soothing himself or herself. The consequence is that play becomes part of the soothing process that the child has already developed to compensate for the anxiety that develops at being left alone. Nevertheless, if you were to examine that child, you would see that the child got upset and was a little bit distressed, but managed himself or herself. The anxious or ambivalent type is the child will separate with more difficulty from the mother and start playing. So in other words, the child is quite emotional to start. Then when the mother leaves the room, the child is quite unhappy and distressed. When the mother comes, however, the mother finds it really hard to soothe that child. The child might be quite resistant to the mother's efforts to soothe him. Eventually, the child returns to play and the calm is reestablished, but it's much more emotional and difficult with this particular child. And the last grouping, which is called disorganized, the child becomes highly distressed, doesn't know how to respond, and often has bizarre, unusual responses to the mother's absence and return. So what the child will do is, for example, have contradictory behaviors like walking backwards, but at the same time having their hands seeking comfort from the mother, or freeze, not be able to respond when the mother seeks to hold him. What generally has been found is about two-thirds of children display secure attachment, about 20% have avoidant attachment, and about 10% will have the more anxious or ambivalent types of attachment, with a very, very small percentage having the disorganized. About 80%, I think the research says, 80% of those have been exposed of some kind of abuse or trauma in their life, and or the parents have been exposed.
Is there something about people growing out of their attachment style, or is it with them for life?
Like I said before, different people will bring different attachment qualities from us. You can have, for example, an anxious attachment, say, to your father, but a secure attachment to your mother and a secure attachment to your grandparents. You're not destined to display one type of attachment always and in every relationship. We have different attachment with different people in our lives.
Is there generally one type of attachment that is the most challenging to deal with?
if you could choose an attachment style, you would choose to have the secure type. In other words, you will be emotionally in control and capable of managing relationships and not become either threatened or distant within them, be able to soothe others and be soothed by others. But some, like I said before, some people will bring other aspects of ourselves. It's a interactive process where both the person that we're attached to and ourselves somehow have a dance and develop a manner of being connected. Ideally, if you could bestow a type of attachment to your children, you would choose to have a secure attachment, which is the easiest to manage and deal with in relationships.
And do you think that these are sorts of things that with early intervention, maybe it's worth that everyone gets an attachment prognosis, therefore they can be on the front foot for intimate relationships later in life? Or is that a bit too...
Look, it's a really interesting question. I mean, essentially, there's a lady by the name of Mary Main who developed something called the adult attachment interview, in which she asked adults questions about their relationship attachments to their main caregivers, like, you know, it might be father, mother, it might be grandparents or whoever was their attachment, significant attachment figure as they were growing up. The idea is to present five adjectives or sentences that describe that relationship and then give examples that exemplify those statements. And what she discovered is that people who had integrated narratives of their lives, in other words, who could present examples, good examples, irrespective of whether their experiences were good or bad with their caregivers, if they could present a narrative that was coherent and integrated, then generally those people had a secure form of attachment. Whereas if they couldn't remember anything of their childhood, or if they became incredibly emotional describing the relationships that happened many years before and relieving a lot of aspects of it, it was more difficult to have secure attachment. So the idea was that if you can be aware of your history, be aware of your past, be aware of the things that happen in your life and accept them for what they were and integrate them into your life and into the way you describe yourself, the likelihood is that you will be okay.
One last question, Robert. Who's the one who's meant to give a prognosis for what kind of attachment you are? Is it self-described and, you know, you sort of going through the inventory of your mind and trying to pick up on your own clues about your attachments? Or is it a clinical psychologist such as yourself that gives that kind of title?
Attachment styles are not diagnoses. So you don't need to be diagnosed. So you don't need a professional necessarily to tell you the type of attachment that you develop. If you're a reflective kind of person, you can look at yourself and see the characteristics that you seem to display in relationships and make a self-assessment. And there is questionnaires that you can fill up that will help you do that. I'm sure you can download from the internet that will look at the type of style that you have. And of course, if you go to a therapist who's attachment inclined in terms of the work they do, they will help you to navigate through that and to help yourself not only assess what sort of attachments you're making in your life with important figures in your life, but also navigate through building that internal and external self-knowledge and self-narrative that is coherent and stable and that helps you develop a more secure type of attachment style. So you don't need to be diagnosed because it's not a diagnostic category, but it's a style of how we connect to people.
Very fascinating indeed. Robert Takash, thank you so much for joining us again on SBS Hebrew.
A pleasure. Thank you for having me. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.